After a stormy weekend, Governor Josh Shapiro says Pennsylvania has made it through the majority of the forecasted severe weather. Around 100,000 people are still dealing with power outages and dozens of roads are closed. Shapiro is urging people to use common sense.
To be smart in these situations, to not drive through floodwaters, to make sure that you're not operating in a generator inside your garage or inside your home. Just two examples of some common sense we need people to practice.
State officials don't expect federal funding for storm cleanup and repairs, but have authorized out-of-state contractors from as far away as Canada to provide assistance. And that weather impacting some people who delayed their holiday trip home to make it an extended 4th of July weekend. They are paying for it today. WHYY's Tom McDonald tells us more.
About 800,000 in the region took to the roads for a road trip this 4th of July weekend. Carl Frisella was one of the fortunate ones who didn't hit the heavy downpours on his way home from the Jersey Shore this morning.
Yeah, straight to work. I'm going to go right from Wildwood Crest up to Port Reyes.
Karen McLeod and her husband Frank spoke to our news partner 6ABC. They traveled before the morning rain, glad they weren't caught in last night's downpours.
Everyone that we texted with said they were in traffic like 3 hours to get into, you know, South Philadelphia.
As of 10 a.m., there were 60 delays and 40 canceled flights out of Philadelphia International Airport. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Hot and damp out there on this Monday afternoon. Still seeing a chance of showers for the remainder of the afternoon in Philadelphia and around much of the Delaware Valley. Looks like it will be spotty, though, for the remainder of the day. Cloudy skies currently over Philadelphia, 83 right now in Center City. We are pretty much at the heat of the day. Looking ahead to this evening, temperatures cool off a bit. Overnight, we get down to about 70 or so. Slightly cooler tomorrow, though, that chance of storms lingering into Tuesday. Tuesday's high for Philadelphia peaking right at about 80 degrees. Then we bounce back up to the mid-80s by Wednesday.